Hi guys, this is Jake Gross, and in this podcast I'm currently using Ben's Asus machine because I'm at his house and we reinstalled Windows 7 on it because it had bloatware and all kinds of crap on it. So what we're going to do today is we're going to use a Braille Note Apex as an input device and use it with personal effects with the VM. Now, I already plugged in the lining cable. I don't really need to demonstrate, you know, how to plug in cables or anything. Yeah, Ben's here too.
Hi, guys.
Hey. And then after that, what I did is I went into control panel. Let me just review what I did. I'm going to go to start menu.
Start menu.
I'm going to control panel.
We get Windcast, Snip, Mute, Game, Compute, Control Panels, All Control Panel.
S for sound.
S. Sound. Sound Digital.
Okay.
Tab Control.
I just pressed down arrow and it showed my playback devices.
Recording tab, select recording property. Mic microphone. C media USB audio device, default device 1 of 3.
That's the USB mic I'm using.
Microphone. Realtek high definition audio. Ready 2 of 3.
That's the Braille Note Apex.
Stereo mix. Realtek.
Stereo mix, which apparently does not work. It's not showing up in Audacity. I don't know why, but I'm just gonna, you know. I'm not gonna play around with that.
Microphone.
Realtek high definition audio.
Can set default split button sub menu alt properties button alt
properties.
Plus P. Speak microphone. Prop tab control. General tab, listen tab selected.
Listen.
Property page, you can listen to a portable music player or other device through this microphone jack. If you connect a microphone, you may hear feedback. Listen to this device, checkbox checked.
Listen to the device.
Playback through this device. Combo box, default playback device collapsed.
Default playback device.
Power management grouping. Play tab control.
And levels, I
should levels tab select, dialogue 15. Micro.
And at 100, it sounded like crap, so I changed to a really low level, so I changed it to 15. So it just sounds good, you know.
Mute checkbox not checked.
And,
dialogue 0.0 deep.
No gain boost is required.
Dime tab control. Left enhancements tab.
Just out of curiosity, let's see what's here.
Enhancements proper. OK button.
Wait.
Enhancements property page DC offset cancellation makes input zero cancel buttons sound dial.
No.
Set default split buttons.
Now, what we need to do next, I'm going to demonstrate.
Right all control panel items. Sound lips, Audacity, all sound Windows XP pane.
Let's see.
Running applications.
I'm on the desktop of XP right now, so what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna open Personal Effects and see what happens. And I
control.
It's gonna
my all pro custom voice files and settings. All pro Win SAM sub obvious sub optional. All cannot come in. No proper personal effects. Proto.
So what I'm gonna do is go to Personal Effects prototype.
Taskbar.
Assuming it opens.
Desktop list. Control set pro com my document all pro set win Orpheus optional app win web or test presto arrange personal effects prototype taskbar.
Well, I think I need to go to task manager.
Windows task manager dialog. NTVDM show end process the task manager. No, yes, but a Windows task manager taskbar.
That was the NT virtual DOS machine that I quit.
Control pan set com my recent my all pro custom for files and to a window per email eat personal effects prototype task personal effect file submit input check export and choose effect personal list robot.
And I press E.
E electroshock.
I press F5 and it's currently doing effects to my voice. But it's not the that's not that one. So I'm gonna turn this off. Okay.
Taskbar.
Windows XP VMware Audacity. All control panel items at sound like sound properties button. Set default split button sub configure button. Select the recording device below to modify its settings. List microphone. Realtek set
default. Set default. I'll press space.
Space. Pressed. Select the record config proper. OK. Cancel. OK. But Windows XP V. Pane.
Running app. Start desktop.
We launch personal effects again.
Start menu. In deeper window. Window. In personal effect taskbar. Desktop list. Start up, desktop list, recycle bin, Windows Task Manager dialog, file submenu alt F, Windows, show processes list, UM, taskmbra.exe username, NVD, show processes list, NVD, NTVDM.show, end prospect, task, no button, yes, pay, Windows Task, taskbar.
I had to end the NTVDM again.
Start menu, in deem personal, window personal effects, proto, tap, personal effect, file submit, input, exit X, choose effect, personal if list, electroshock.
Now, hopefully it worked this time. Test. No, actually, it's not.
Word processor.
Wow. Wow. That's popping the thing. exactly what's going on here. But anyway, I know I don't only have a Braille note. Ooh, that was. I'm gonna plug it into my iPhone. Okay.
10:52 a.m. Saturday, March 26th.
Oh crap! It's doing this to this device again. Wait. I'm gonna put this down. It's on the bed.
Windows XP
screen locked.
Screen locked.
That's all good desktop Windows XP. Start menus, three get with help stick pick new get compute control panel all control panel item S speech recognition link S sync center S system link view S sound link configure your audio sound tab control playback recording tab selected playback tab selected playback proper dip speakers tab control recording tab recording property microphone Realtek high definition audio default device 2 of 3 microphone, C media USB, mic stereo, microphone, can property space, mic tab control, listen tab prop playback, listen to this space, not checked, tab okay space, sound okay but space, all control panel like Windows pain.
Okay, now.
Sound unlocked, Saturday, March 10th, sound unlocked, open camera button, unlock button.
Now it's quite laggy because it's, you know, processing the audio and stuff.
Passcode field 0 of 6 values entered. 1.
And I'm gonna pause the recording.
Windows XP.
Want to enter my passcode?
All control. With Audacity. Panel. Track view table.
Screen
track
locked.
One row not selected. P.
So I unpause the recording, and I'm currently at the call button of one of my friends on Skype. And yeah. So let's just see how this works.
Jake Gross, voice message, view profile, back button, Jason, online, video call button.
Let's call him.
Back button.
Track one row not selected. All can Windows at desktop icon, all Windows desktop, that's all can Windows at Windows.
Hi.
Wow! That's a lot for listening to the Sonic Advance 2 Invincibility theme ringtone on Skype! But it'll be dark if it works!
Well, basically, okay, I'm at a weird setup right now. I'm currently using an Asus laptop. I plugged in a patch cable to the thing. I'm using a USB mic as well. I plugged in a patch cable in my phone. Set my phone as the default input device, and basically I'm using a sound effects program called Personal Effects, which basically lets you add effects to your input devices, so now you sound like you're getting electrocuted in this podcast I'm doing right now, so...
Windows XP
Yeah.
Hold on. You need to tell me how sound like electricity going through a Tico or a Duke Energy power line right now live in real time on a podcast.
Hey, let me actually...
I wonder if this is where you're...
I'll see you next time, Gadget.
Okay, basically...
Next time.
Okay, I just set you back to normal, so I can hear you normally.
Oh, okay.
So, wait, did you actually hear what I was doing?
No.
Oh, see...
I actually had my speakers turned down a bit because I didn't want to loop back.
Oh. Yeah, because I didn't really understand what you're hearing because that crazy electricity effect I had set up. Wait, have you listened to my podcast on personal effects yet?
Oh, wow. No, I haven't. I'll make a huge point to check it out, though.
Oh, yeah.
Because I can always Google that, start page that in Firefox.
Yeah, because basically what it is, it's a sound effect program from, like, the mid-90s by a company called Willowpond. And it's basically for Windows XP and older. And you are currently being executed, and I'm currently going to go through all the effects and, you know, have so much fun making you sound like a robot or a chipmunk or whatever.
That's almost like what Reaper does with the convolution reverb plug-in, Rayverb.
Yeah, it's like, you know, in fact, I'm going to go through all
the effects. It's a more classic rendition of Reaper's Rayverb plug-in.
Okay, yeah. You sounded a bit weird. We were talking because I was up very quickly through all the effects. So now you're at a bass boost effect.
Whoa, okay then.
I never could sound like a jack working low.
Actually, no. I just switched it to a big guy effect. Now you sound like you have a larger head size.
Okay, here's where I go.
I'll get you next time, Gadget.
Whoa, that was weird. Now I'm gonna press down arrow and see what the next one is.
Bird tweet.
Now you have a a sine wave like thing in your voice that is like a. You can hear it when you listen to the podcast. So all this will make more sense when you listen to the podcast version of this.
Oh, slick! And let's not forget now, this is all happening live in real time. And I wonder if this will even work on Windows 10.
Nope, it's 16-bit.
Although it'd be kind of cool if they made a rendition of that.
You know I'm using a VM to control this. I mean, okay, I'm recording all this with a VM. Recording all this with a real Windows 7 installation, but I'm using a VM for the personal effects program. I know.
Child.
Now you sound like a child or a chipmunk or whatever you want to call it.
Oh,
yep.
You even sound like a bit of a baby Mario or a baby SpongeBob?
I guess. I don't know. Let's see. What's the next effect we have?
Chorus 2.
Chorus 2. You kind of sound like you're a chorus and your pitch is slightly... would be slightly rising and lowering. So just, you know... Let's
right. Like one of those phase effect kind of thingies.
Yeah, phase effect. That's basically what it is. I'll press down arrow.
Close echo.
Close echo.
Unnecessary rubber. 98. Defense. 10-yard penalty. First down.
Yeah, it was quite strong, so let's wait for it to totally fade out. Okay, totally fade out. I'll press down arrow.
Electroshock.
Yeah, we already met electroshock. I'll press down arrow.
Far echo.
Now it's far away echoes. The echoes are far away from, more farther away from each other.
Attention! Attention!
You
attention.
Are a violation. You are a violation. You are a violation.
Near the highway. Near the highway. The highway. The highway. The highway. The highway.
I said.
You are a violation. Violation. Violation.
Near the highway. The highway. The highway. Warning. Warning.
I hear the highway.
So it sounds like multiple U's at the same time.
Oh wow!
And now you're on a high filter, which I don't know exactly what that does.
That's supposed to take all my bottom out and leave just the high parts of me, so it's a high pass filter.
Oh yeah, and then we have
low filter,
low pass filter, or low filter,
which does basically the exact opposite of that high pass.
Yeah, but the effects here are pretty crappy, so it's not really noticeable.
Medium filter.
Now we have a medium filter, which is wow.
That's a bit of a. It's either a notch filter or that might be like a band pass.
I'm not sure.
So it allows certain portions through, but other parts of the sound get dropped off.
Well, and we have
mid-range boost.
Mid-range boost. Whatever that does.
That's basically an EQ with the mid portion of my sound turned up a bit.
Yeah, let's see. What
versus
next.
Bass and treble being flat.
Yeah. On stage reverb.
On stage reverb.
Whoa.
Yep. It fades out much quicker than close echo does. So it's basically the same effect, but with a quicker fade-out time.
Makes me sound like I'm in a small room.
Yep. And we have...
Don't you ruin my fucking map! Get grounded!
Oh, man. Let's see what we have next.
Robot.
Robot, which is, like, really... I don't know how to describe the effect. You sound like a sci-fi thing. I really don't know how to describe the effect. It's quite interesting. You'll understand it. Let's see. Yep. Let's see what we have next.
Rolling flange.
Rolling flange. Rolling flange.
Ooh.
Oh.
Okay, so pretty much just the opposite of a chorus.
It's going really randomly. It's going
right.
Right.
Real.
Yeah, let's see. What is the next effect?
Sine wave.
Sine wave, which basically puts a falling and rising sine wave in your voice.
Well, remember what a sine wave does. It carries all the frequencies of the sound with it.
Yeah.
So whatever's happening live to me in real time gets amplified.
Yeah, so let's see what we have next.
Small crowd chorus.
Small crowd chorus.
Small crowd chorus.
Yeah, it's like making higher and lower pitched versions of your voice.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
It's almost
like
four or five of them
layered on top of each other.
Yeah, let's see. I'm going to press down here and see
Treble boost.
Treble boost. So.
Oh, instead of that medium range boost, this is a treble boost of the same kind.
Vocal emphasizer.
That might actually enhance my highs a bit.
Yeah, and that is the last effect, so I'm going to close this.
Taskbar.
And I'm going to return to Windows 7 by pressing Control Alt, but I'm not going to shut down the VM.
Windows XP VM with Audacity.
So, hope you guys enjoyed, well, I had some fun on a Skype call with one of my friends. I actually set this up in the podcast, so, there's more to the beginning of the call in the podcast, so I'm gonna end the podcast now, but not end the call. so if you guys want to contact me with any questions or whatever, you can email me at dathjak@gmail.com. You can find me on audiogames.net as dathjak1999, and you can find me on Skype as dathjak9999. Jason, do you want to give any contact info? Because the information you provided when we were going through those effects was pretty helpful. Are you still there? Well. Oh well. Anyway, I'm just going to stop the recording, so I'll see you guys in the next podcast. Bye.